Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, welcome to Concussion Talk Podcast, episode 139. And I'm on with Alex Popham, and he is a Wales, former Wales national team rugby player and co-founder of a UK charity, Head for Change, which he will talk about when I finish doing the little spiel at the beginning here. So first, I'd like to thank my sponsor, HeadCheck Health. HeadCheck Health bridges gaps in concussion care through simple, powerful technology. Join organizations like the Canadian Football League, Tech Factory Racing, the Canadian Junior Hockey League, Eastern Washington University, and Volleyball Canada. Rely on HeadCheck to improve communication and optimize care. Visit HeadCheckHealth.com for more. And as always, please follow me on anywhere you get your podcast, Spotify, YouTube, right? Apple Podcasts, obviously, and anywhere else you want to look for them. My website is concussionstop.com. And my store is there. You can buy this, which is my new uniform now for these podcasts. But now I will start talking to Alex. And thank you so much for being here. And I guess first we'll start off actually with that. We'll get to your story in a second. But first, to hear about Head for Change. What is Head for Change, and who is it for?
Oh, well, thank you first for having me on. And we've been trying to arrange this for a few weeks, and yeah, we've managed to tie down both our diaries. So Head for Change was born because after my diagnosis in April 2020, we soon realized there wasn't much support for a 40-year-old and the family for information, care and support. We got introduced to an amazing woman called Dr. Judith Gates, whose husband, Bill Gates, not the Bill Gates with Microsoft, Bill Gates, ex Middlesbrough footballer, who had been and is struggling. And she was just a great help and somebody that we could lean on how do we tell two teenage daughters of my diagnosis, and just lots of questions that we had floating around our head. We went to Judith and we soon realized that we needed to set and wanted to set up something to help us learn on the job, but also help other families who were going through the same situation as us and Judith.
Right. So I guess your diagnosis, it seems kind of cryptic. So let's hear, because I read a bit about the cycling, you first realized there was cycling to around the town you're from. But just talk about just your from basically from the start. So your playing career and then your realization that something was off, and then your diagnosis, which is long.
Okay. Well, I started playing rugby at the age of four. At that time, contact was allowed at the age of four. Rugby was my life. and played in a very successful team all through my junior school days, and then signed a professional contract at 18. I had a 14-year professional career playing for Wales on 33 occasions in two World Cups, and was a Grand Slam winner, and finished playing at the age of 31 when I snapped my tricep and popped my shoulder. And then it was most probably sometime in 2019 that I started noticing my memory, conversations I was having with people. I would really struggle with when I was in a board meeting or dinner party with lots of people talking, I couldn't take in the information. And I was putting it down to making excuses, putting it down to stress and things like that. And my wife, Mel, was trying to get me to go to the doctors. And it was only on a bike ride in September 2019. And it's a loop I've done from my house many times that I got lost. And it was quite a scary moment. And rung my wife and she said, look, cycle back the way you came. And I come back and she could see I was upset. And the following day, booked in to see my doctor, who then started off most probably 6 to 9 months of different tests and scans, and had my diagnosis of probable CTE and early onset dementia in April 2020. I think we were at a crossroads then, as a family. Do we turn left and sit on the couch and do nothing about this, or do we turn right and the type of people we are, we're half full type people and positive people and want to make a difference, and who knows what the future holds. And I'm trying everything at the moment to help the situation, and some things have definitely showing an improvement for me and a few of the other players. So we turned right and we went and wanted to make a difference in our lives and to, unfortunately, the hundreds of ex-players in rugby who were struggling.
Right. So I mean you were I guess 40 then in 2019.
Yeah, I was.
Because we're about the same age. I'm 42. You're 43, I read.
Are you? Yeah, 43.
Yeah. It's not whatever it was. But so you're just 40, and you were second, just going for a normal leisurely ride. You went every day, and you started noticing that you were.
Yeah, well, I got to a place, and I just had this blackout moment that didn't recognize the next turning to take, and I was carried on cycling, and it just seems, almost an out of body experience that I didn't know where I was, and just pulled up on the side and took 5 minutes to calm down, and then I rung my wife. Wow. So
just a scary kind of mind. You felt like your mind was blank, then kind of experienced, or just kind of out of body, as you said. So it's really scary.
Yeah, exactly that. And just ended up get coming home and after the call and realized quickly that with my wife, most probably for 3 or 4 months prior to that, trying to get me to go to the doctors, I finally gave in and went.
So when you were playing rugby back in until 2011, but you took a lot of hits and gave a lot of hits. But anything then when you were playing, or did the doctors really notice anything, or team positions?
Well, they worked out. The neurologist who diagnosed me worked out I've had over 100,000 subconcussive hits during my career, but we didn't really know what a concussion was. And I don't like using the word concussion. Yeah. It's a traumatic brain injury. Yeah. And I, what we should start calling it again, a sports concussion or a concussion softens exactly what it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had no education on it. One thing I think I remember was after a traumatic brain injury, do you feel sick? If you didn't feel sick, you had some sniffing salts and you were put back on the field in training and playing. So I've learned so much over the last 2 years since my diagnosis of this issue. And I always thought that I had two big traumatic brain injuries in my career. One, I was playing for Wales against South Africa. We met Nelson Mandela before the game, and I woke up in hospital after having a fit and swallowing my tongue. But I've got no recollection of meeting Mandela, playing in that game. Mm-hmm. And then the second one, I knocked my two front teeth out and woke up in the changing room, and I've got no recollection and played the following week. But then speaking to other players who I played with and against, they would say to me, what about that one? What about this one? What about? And I've got no memory of them. To be honest, I haven't got a much memory of my playing career. I can't remember.
Really?
Yeah. Anything really of that time. I know that things happened. I know I played for teams. I know I played in big games, but memories of being in stadiums with the crowd and the weather, and I've got no recollection. How long ago? Maybe 4 years ago, I went on holiday to Lanzarote, and in my mind, I was going there for the first time.
Yeah,
and was excited to go there. Took my bike and was going to do some cycling around Lanzarote, and I found out I'd been there on two previous holidays that I had no memory of.
Really?
And what my neuropsychologist said, why I didn't store those as memories was my brain was so inflamed from the constant contact training and playing I was doing. Like, a rugby season's 11 months long. Wow. So you don't get much of a break. No. And you play every week. Wow. Sometimes twice a week.
Wow.
So it was continuously like the Wild West in training, and boys beating each other up for fun.
Yeah. Wow. So then, like you said, that was 4 years ago, and you were, and then Lanzarote sounds like it's in Italy, but I don't know.
No, Lanzarote is a Canary island off Africa. It's not too far a flight from the UK. It's like 4 hours, but right, you get good weather there in our winter. So
I used to play water polo, and I saw there was a water polo championship in Tenerife,
yes,
in the Canary Islands. Yeah. So you said that was 4 years ago, and 3 years ago you and your wife and Judith Gates started this transition. Was there a spark to that?
Could you repeat that, please?
What
sorry
was the spark? Why did you decide then that you were going to start a foundation?
Just to be able to support, because we were learning on the job. As we were setting this charity up, of what was available, what you could do, diet, exercise. So that's, and to keep me busy and give me some purpose. It's definitely helped. Unfortunately, as you know, quite a few people were struggling and going through this, have thoughts of suicide, and we've been able to intervene and get them the help that they need. Unfortunately, not everybody, so we've made a difference to helping a few who've come to us for help and not in a good situation.
And those are all professional, mostly professional rugby and soccer, yes, football players. I saw
rugby is the side that we try to help.
Okay, so because I just saw you shared a a tweet by an article which I read about the Scottish Soccer Federation banning heading between before and after games.
Yeah.
Are there any measures like, there's no heading. I've seen rugby, there's just playing tough. There's, do you know what do you think? What would you recommend rugby to get to try?
Well, rugby needs to press reset and realize there's a problem. And there's like the length of the season in rugby is too long to compared to the NFL, which is 4 months. Rugby is almost three times as long.
Yeah.
So they need to cut down the length of the season. The amount of contact players do in training is only guidelines. In the NFL, 14 years ago, they made it mandatory that you can only do 16 sessions per season. That could be done in 6 weeks in a rugby team. They need to make mandatory amounts of contact for players, because I know currently some teams use it as a punishment and they still use it to try and toughen the boys up to get them ready to go to play in the games. Baseline testing for players, where if there is a traumatic brain injury, it's not down to the player telling the doctor how they feel to when they return, because most players are gladiators and they want to be back on that field and they don't and won't think about when they retire and the problems they could have later on. So there needs to be some device like an EEG or something like that that baselines players. And after a traumatic brain injury, they don't return to practice until they've hit that baseline. Because at the moment, it's finger in the air. And yeah, it's not the best way forward, unfortunately.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
I know actually I've near actually in my hometown now, and I've chatted with them. He's going to join. Jamie Cudmore is going to join us on the podcast as well. And yeah. Now he's been talking to you. He has issues. He was on the podcast actually on episode like 19 or 20 or something like early on. But I know he had his problems with the French league, second tier league, and then he joined the Premier League as in France. But the US, are there like different tiers of leagues in Wales that you find there the issues are different in different leagues across the continent or in Europe or England and also within the country?
Well, I know Jamie. I've been speaking to Jamie for quite a few years. Played against him a lot when I played in Europe, European competitions, and then when I played in France. France as a league, as a country, they've got the top 14 Pro de Deux, and then there's a third tier. All three of them are very physical leagues. And most probably out of the three leagues that I played in, we did the most contact there. Potentially, when I first went professional at Newport, we did rugby had just turned professional. So
when was that?
In 95, it turned professional, 95? But I turned professional in 98.
Okay.
And we went from training in the evenings, Tuesday and Thursday, play on Saturday, to training every day of the week. Wow. And their mindset was, well, if we've got you 9 till 5, we're going to train you 9 till 5.
Yes.
So we used to do 3-hour contact sessions that, as I said previously, were like the Wild West. And that period of time of when it first went professional was crazy. You couldn't wait until Saturday because you knew that was going to be an easier training day or an easier load on your body because the amount that you did during the week was insane.
Yeah, it does. It sounds, and I mean, this new organization, charity you've started, so it's based in England.
England and Wales.
England and Wales. And what have you learned from Judith or from just your own research about the prevalence and the severity of brain injuries in rugby?
Well, the biggest learn from me is what I've learned is of ex-players, over 50% of them are struggling in some way, shape or form and admitted it. This is the big problem. The neurologist who's diagnosing the players thinks anybody who's played more than 4 years of elite rugby will have brain damage. So there's thousands of ex-players out there globally who will have brain damage and are wondering why they can't do this, can't remember that, and their brain isn't working correctly as a normal 40-45-year-old. What else I've learned? Every contact is causing damage, even if it's not contact to the head. Contact to the body can give you a whiplash movement, which can then internally cause small bleeds. And that's where and what we can control off the pitch Monday to Friday is where most of my damage was done in training. So the biggest thing for me to take the majority of contact out of a player's lifespan and the contact he does in his career is done in training. So reduce that massively.
Yeah. So actually, I want to ask you more about your own symptoms. Like, how are you? How do you feel every day? How is a day in the life of Alex?
At the moment, now I know, and have got it under control. It's a lot better than when I before my diagnosis. I don't try to overcommit things in my diary. I'm not working at the moment, so to speak, as in a job 9 to 5. So yes. I don't have that pressure on me. I'm exercising. I'm training for an Ironman. I'm eating very well. I don't drink alcohol. And I've been away for some experimental treatment that is showing positive signs. At the moment, things are better than previously not knowing what was going on.
Is Dr. Gates a neurologist, or have you seen a neurologist? So
No, Dr. Judith Gates. No, she's not a neurologist. She's a actually what I think education. She's a doctor in. She's done a PhD in and business, and she's just a very smart, loving woman who cares and wants to change the world.
Have you been talking to her husband much?
He could. Unfortunately, Bill.
No. At that stage.
I've met him when we went up to see Judith before the Spending More football game that had no heading in, and met Bill, but he's not the most communicative, unfortunately. No.
Yeah, that's it. The result. So, has neurologist giving you any sort of timeline, or not necessarily timeline, but any sort
no,
of
no, not really. Just to make they said at the beginning. Look, the next 10 years are really important, and what you do with your life, and but after that we don't know. But as I said earlier, I'm doing everything that I can, and I've tried this experimental treatment, and it's been positive. I can't say so much about it, but hopefully when I go back for scans, it'll show an improvement. And yeah, just take each day as it comes and have lots of events and goals to look forward to, and keep pushing myself with training and spending as much time with family and friends.
I guess that's very important. I think the family and friends part, as well as the training for getting fit. Obviously, you had no problem doing because you were used to being a professional athlete. But when did you decide that you would? Because I know it was mean. Anyone can just like after their professional sports career is over, just kind of take it easy for a second and let go, just relax for a few years or whatever. But you seem to have obviously taken up a new challenge. And was there a point anyone said to you that you should really just keep it for your brain or is this for your health or just your own sense of wanting to compete?
No, it's not so much competing against myself. I'm never gonna be a triathlon that's gonna win medals or anything like that. It's just having organization in my diary, day to day. Pardon?
Something to focus on to really
exactly that. And the biggest thing that I miss from rugby. Is being part of something in a community.
Yeah.
So I go out cycling with a group of friends, either mountain biking or road biking, and we just chat, or blokes and chat about just nothing really. Yeah. Just have a bit of fun. I've got a swim coach, and we go out swimming together, and it's just things to look forward to with like-minded people. Who you get on with and have a bit of fun. Like my granddad is no longer here anymore, but his words, wise words were, laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah.
And if you can laugh and you can be with people who make each other laugh, you're in a good space.
Exactly. I think I couldn't agree more. And this is totally different than that thing, but how's your did you stop rugby because your shoulder and your tries that we tore you? I know that's a long time ago now, but that swimming, how's that for swimming?
At the beginning it was terrible because I could do front crawl, but I couldn't, it would ache so much after that. I couldn't swim for about 10 days.
Really?
So I couldn't increase the distances
no.
to get up to an Ironman distance.
Yeah.
So my first two half Ironmans were breaststroke. But doing the breaststroke got strength back in my shoulder. So now I'm able to do front crawl. So not fast, not pretty, but I can do front crawl and
lift your shoulder over here.
Yeah, it's given me the flexibility and strength to be able to do that stroke and increase the distance. But I'm not a swimmer. I'm not a runner, as in a long distance. I've got big legs, powerful legs that are not meant to be in a swimming pool.
Well, you know, it's a lot of fun though. So what's next for a head for change? I know obviously you're watching this World Cup, and with any sort of look to the play to engaging players if you can.
Yeah, well, we've got some unbelievable events coming up, fundraising events for Head for Change. So in February, I'm cycling from Cardiff to Edinburgh for the game Scotland against Wales. That's 500 miles. Wow. And February in the UK is cold. So I don't think the temperature will get above 3 or 4.
How long do you think it'll take it?
It's taken us 5 days. So we're doing 100 miles a day for 5 days.
Nice.
And then in June, I've got a half Ironman. In the start of September, I've got a full Ironman in Tenby in Wales. And then the end of September, I'm cycling from London to Lyon in France with Geraint Thomas, the Tour de France winner.
Yeah.
And 6 international rugby players. And then we're going to watch Wales, Australia in the World Cup. And then in October, I'm swimming the channel. So I'm swimming from England to France as a relay, which again, all raising money for Head for Change.
Not doing breaststroke there?
Pardon?
Not going to do breaststroke in that?
No, I won't do it. I won't be doing breaststroke, buddy.
Take you a long time.
Well, we're doing it as a relay, so I'm not doing the full event.
No,
we're going to be doing our swims, 1 hour on, 2 hours off.
So, because that's about 13 miles, isn't it? Something like that.
No, it's the distance is 22 miles.
22 miles,
But with the current, you could swim up to 40.
Wow. Oh, so because I've done the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. Wow. So how many people? Sorry, I probably missed that.
Yeah, no, there's 5 in each team. So in rugby, you've got rugby union, which I played.
Yeah.
And you've got rugby league. So and it's a different type of rugby. So we've got 5 rugby union racing against 5 rugby league.
Oh, so it's a race.
Yeah. So it should be, we're having a 4-part documentary made on the event. So we're going to have 3 training weekends, showing the boys doing the swimming, getting used to the cold water, getting used to the wetsuits. And I think it's going to be good fun, hopefully raise lots of money for Head for Change.
So finally, just I know your wife and Judith and you are involved in Head for Change. So what do you guys do on a day to day? Do you feel a lot of calls from former rugby players, or soccer players, or cyclists?
Yeah, it's more. Day to day for me is speaking with other players, getting them, trying to get them active, and meet them for a coffee and just somebody to talk to. Planning different events and dinners and fundraisers. My wife Mel, she works full time, so she's not on Head for Change every second of every day, but we're always speaking about it and planning things and helping, and she speaks to and supports lots of partners. So usually at least one a day she will have a Zoom call with a partner and advise and help them on what to do who've just been diagnosed, and we do a lot of press and media and podcasts and things like that to get the message out of what we're doing into the media. And I know, Judith and Sally Tucker, who's the other trustee, are very busy as well.
Yeah, I saw on your website, Sarah Tucker was just in Atlanta, a conference. So, speaking of getting the word out, and how will people reach Head for Change or Alex or your wife?
So yeah, through the Head for Change website, which is www.headforchange.org.uk, and there's an info at email address that then will get through to the right person on any questions they have, or if they would like to know more, fundraise, buy some nice merchandise, which I haven't got on at the moment, which I should.
Maybe you support. Need underneath that jacket because it's cold.
Yeah, I'm going out for a bike ride to pick my daughter up, so I need this on.
Well, thank you so much for coming on this podcast and freaking the word about Head for Change. www.headforchange.co. No, sorry, Head for Change. www.headforchange.org.uk. Right.
Perfect. That's perfect.
And just search for Head for Change, and they do a great job. Or if you're a rugby player, if you're even a like Garen Thomas is obviously a cyclist and he's involved. And if you're a soccer player or a rugby player, especially in Wales or England, please get in touch. And if you're having issues, if you please get in touch. And is there anything else you'd like to just anything you wanted to add, or you?
No, just thank you for having me on. You're doing a great job. And
thanks.
It's all about, for me, the biggest part of all of this, and we're all contributing, is the education.
Yeah.
Of this issue, and education, and that's from grassroots all the way up to elite level in any contact sport. And if in doubt, sit them out.
Exactly. These are great points. Just as even just like my last part was big on this talking knowledge and awareness and education. So everyone who's had a brain injury, concussion, or otherwise has just really. Expanded on the fact that education is so important, and so I just want to thank you so much for coming on the podcast, and just please follow Alex and visit the website, and if he had merch on, you would see it on the YouTube. But if you're listening, then trust me, there's merch there. So go and support Head for Change. So thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you so much. No, thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.